Blog Talk Radio.
Glamour Fearless, Diva Talk Radio.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Honey, love has come and gone, and we are moving on. Are you ready to dance with us, baby? Come on.
Hello, divas. Are you ready? Because I'm ready to welcome you to the most dazzling radio show dedicated to people touched by diabetes. I'm your host, Mr. Diabetic, and I'm here to guide you through a whirlwind of fathers, fillies, and fun tonight because our show is inspired by a practicing minister, motivational speaker, family patriarch, and revered founding father of the hip-hop sensational group Run DMC.
Today, we're going to need laser focus. Laser focus equals success. People fail because they try many things at once. But remember what the scripture says. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
A whole lot of superstars on this stage here tonight. But I want y'all to know one thing. This is my house. And when I say who's house, y'all know what time it is.
That's right. Reverend Run is in the house, and he's inspiring me tonight along with so many others on Twitter by sharing his fatherly advice on a daily basis that I want to get inspired and help get you inspired. So let's get our salute to fathers going and welcome the Diabetic Charlie's Angels of Outreach.
Where my ladies at? I said, where my ladies at? Let's find somewhere we can go crazy at. And for you, baby, I'll be a maniac.
Woo! You know it's summer when we're playing that music. Let's welcome three of the hottest diabetes educators around the country. Judy Wilcox from Hollywood, Florida, or Michigan tonight. Marianne Nikolai from Cleveland, Ohio. And Neva White from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hello, ladies.
Hey, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Neva White, you're the leader of the Diabetic Club in Philadelphia, and I just want to go on record for saying what a thrill it is to get to work with you on a monthly basis. You participate in all of the Diabetic educational videos we do on diabetic.org, and I just want you to tell listeners a little bit about the Diabetic Club in Philadelphia.
Thanks, Max, and I just want to thank you for all you do. Diabetic Club Philadelphia is our self-management support group that meets every month, the third Thursday of the month, and we have been having a great time talking about all of those things that people need to know about in managing their diabetes, everything from medication monitoring to problem solving to sexual issues, just whatever people want to talk about, whatever people want to bring, and however people feel they can express it.
And you also invite all the other healthcare professionals from Thomas Jefferson University Hospital to participate either as a guest or also just as part of the audience, and I love that. So thank you for being part of the show. All right, angels, it's getting hot, hot, hot. Our hot topic tonight relates to June because it's National Men's Health Month. Recently, an expert panel has agreed that most older men should not get routine screenings for prostate cancer. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force said that prostate-specific antigen screenings do more harm than good. Neva, what do you think?
Well, I think we need to go with the urologist on this. I think that urologists believe that PSA testing is still critical and a vital part of screening for men, particularly African-American men, when we know that disproportionately African-American men are dying from prostate cancer. So I disagree with that. I say still do the PSA and also the digital rectal exam.
All right. Marianne, what's your view?
I think the same thing. I think it's important for people to really talk with their doctors, their own doctor, and figure out what's best for them. It's one thing to have these things come on the air or come on news that say we should do this or we shouldn't do this, but you really have to talk with your own doctor, make a decision that's best for you.
All right. And finally, Judy, from you're in Michigan tonight, correct, Judy?
I'm in Ann Arbor, Michigan tonight, Max.
All right. So what's your opinion about this?
Well, prostate cancer affects 1 in 6 men and is the second leading cause of death, according to the American Cancer Society. That's why early detection is important. There's such a controversy as to whether prostate cancer is effective, but I want to share something about myself. I just was diagnosed and cured from stage 0 DCI breast cancer. If I wouldn't have gone for regular mammograms and been screened, I might not have found out. So this Father's Day, when you are celebrating with your family, give back the gift of life. Many of the guys are returning soldiers. They've given their time. You know, you guys, you always want to take care of your family. So take care of your loved ones by taking care of you. And you divas, give your guys the gift of good health and have them get screened.
All right. Well, thank you, Judy, for sharing your personal story and also motivating all of us to go out for pre-screening. And if you like the Angels' opinions, then be sure to like the phrase of the month coming up at the end of the show. So stay tuned, because right now it's time for Food Aisle Face-Off.
Let's get ready to rumble!
I am ready to rumble because Neva's from Philadelphia, and I ran up those rocky stairs once before. So, Judy, get ready because we're going to compare two similar food products in the aisle of our local grocery store and learn which one's the better option with the help of foodie judge Judy Wilcox, a registered dietitian and certified diabetes educator. Are you ready, Judy?
I'm ready to rumble, Max.
All right. Well, tonight's food aisle face-off theme is Milk Does the Body Good, because our showdown is between almond milk and soy milk. Which one is the better choice, Judy?
Well, both are both good dairy alternatives, but soy milk is higher in protein and estrogen, calories, and fat. Almond milk is higher in calcium, magnesium, and potassium, but almond milk helps our bodies burn calories more efficiently and helps in weight loss and stabilizing your blood sugars. So for me, hands down, almond milk is the winner. It's a tight race, but that creamy, creamy texture that feels like ice cream in this throwdown, the nutty choice is almond milk.
All right, I'm just curious, though, because I always hear that soy milk makes people fat. Is that true? I mean, so many people tell me that.
Well, I think if you have an excess of any type of beverage or drink, it could cause weight gain. I don't think necessarily soy milk in moderate portions would. It is higher in calories than almond milk. It has 80 calories in a glass versus 40 calories in a glass of almond milk, and it is a little higher in fat than almond milk. So I think if you have it in moderation, you could have some, or something I suggest sometimes is you could do one day of soy and one day of almond. But for my throw down tonight, it's got to be the almond milk.
All right, and do I stick with the flavors or do I have to have the plain? Because I find soy milk plain tastes a bit chalky. I know some of my listeners would agree with that.
Well, soy milk is, I would go with the flavors. I would look at the carbohydrate content because soy milk is higher in carbohydrates than almond milk. That's why I choose almond milk. Just plain almond milk is very creamy. It almost has this delicious flavor where soy milk does have a more distinct flavor than almond milk. That's another reason I picked the almond milk.
And you also told me you like to freeze almond milk for the summer as your ice cream treat, right?
Oh, yeah. You could take an ice cream tray and you could put little ice cream sticks in it. You could add a little cocoa into it, which would make it a chocolatey swirl on the top, and you could kick it off just like that. That would
well,
be a
delicious...
Well,
now you're getting crazy, Judy Wilcox. So you're going to have to blog some of those recipes for the divas on our divabedic.org blog. But straight ahead, it's time for Dining Out with a Dietitian. I don't know about you, everybody, but Judy was making me hungry, so I'm thrilled to be welcoming back Marianne Nicolai from the Diabetes Partnership of Cleveland. Hello, Marianne.
Hi, Max.
Marianne, tonight you're dining out with me, and this is truly a treat because we're aiming to be better eaters, not a perfect eater, when we're ordering off the menu. And you're a perfect date for me tonight because I know you host the monthly lunch club in Cleveland. So tell us a little bit about this worthwhile program.
That's right. Every month we go out to a different restaurant, we enjoy a different cuisine, and learn how to eat that cuisine without breaking our meal plan.
All right, so you handed out, I'm playing along with the other people at the table because I see when I asked you to come, you brought 30 other people and you gave us cards.
Okay.
So tonight we're at Dave and Buster's for our Father's Day Spectacular, and
okay.
I want to get some Mountain of Nachos.
Okay. Well, just the name, Mountain of Nachos, is kind of a mountain of problems. That suggests a whole lot of nachos. Now, if you're sharing that with a lot of people, then that's okay. But if you're planning on eating that by yourself, we might want to think about that a little bit. The nachos
are the members of the Partnership of Cleveland light or heavy eaters?
It depends on the cuisine we're eating at sometimes, because
okay.
we're not perfect eaters.
All right. But. So let's pretend I will share those. But what else can you tell me about ordering nachos so I feel less guilty about it?
Well, I don't think you should feel guilty about anything you eat. That's not even starting off the right way. But if I'm going to have nachos, if I'm having it myself, I think I would probably go with asking for the cheese sauce on the side, because the sauce is going to be high in fat and in sodium, as well as the little chips that you're putting them on. I probably, maybe I would have some meat put on it, the ground meat, but I definitely go with the kidney beans and some salsa, maybe some guacamole, some things like that have some calories in it, have some fat in it, have some carbs in it, but not as much as some of the other things.
Do I
have
to worry about carbs with nachos?
Yeah, you do. You need to look at the carbs, or you need to look at whatever food you're eating and figure out if it contains carbs. And the carbs that are going to come in nachos are going to come from the chips, and they're going to come from maybe some of the sides that are on top of the nachos, like the black beans. So you need to take a look at the carbs, because that can have an effect on your blood sugar level.
All right. Well, that's great advice, and you're going to give us a little bit to blog about on the divabetic.org website. So if you want to hear much more about the Lunch Club, Marianne Nicolai, or find out how many carbs are actually in that mountain of nachos, go to divabetic.org. Because now it's all about divas, and I'm ready to pass the boa.
Hello, diva. Oh, hello, diva. It's time to pass the boa and show us your new attitude.
Let's meet tonight's diabetes numerology game contestant and real-life diva, recently seen on the Tonys, living with prediabetes, Andrea from Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, Max. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Please tell us a little bit about your diagnosis to diva story and also about your father.
Okay. I was actually diagnosed last year. I am considered pre-diabetic, which I understand being pre-type 2. And I'm not on any prescription drugs right now. I'm taking natural supplements. I'm taking chromium picolinate. And I think the one reason that I'm more concerned than most people would be is that my father died of diabetes almost 40 years ago, and I was brought up in a Jewish household, and I mean, all food is rich, but Jewish food is like very rich and very high in sodium and fat and whatever. And he ate everything, including halva, which is like the biggest, which is
he's the candy
like,
ever, right?
He, oh my goodness! I don't want to go the same way my father did. And thank God, so far. I don't
well,
think
and you have an
be.
Opportunity right now with your pre-diabetes to really change the course of your health and really get on track with things. I know your pastor, Madonna, and Lady Gaga help out in some way. So how do those three people quickly motivate you to stay healthy?
Oh, excuse me. Okay, well, Madonna and Lady Gaga, for one thing, I have their music on my iPod when I do remember to walk, do my exercise, and my pastor, for one thing, she's a type 2, and she helps me keep it real, and she gives me a lot of support to try and get me and keep me on the right track with that. So she knows exactly what I'm going through.
I love it. Well, Andrea, let's keep it real and tell me, are you ready to play diabetes numerology?
Max, I am indeed.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Oh, the poor, my dancers weren't ready for that. So they were so excited they're taking a coffee break as usual. Andrea, here's how the game works. I'm going to read aloud a random blood sugar value. There they are. We had to encore that, Andrea, because we know you're a big fan of that song. So we had to play it one more time for you. So I'm going to read you aloud the random blood sugar value along with the related situation. Then I'll ask you to tell us how you would deal with the situation. Next, the angels will discuss your solution and share some tips. Remember, if you're playing along with us tonight, keep in mind that one solution doesn't work for everyone. Check with your doctor to find out what your specific game plan should be, and visit divabetic.org for free diabetes numerology game downloads. All right, Andrea, tonight's diabetes numerology game is based on War Horse. The film depicts a boy's hopeful journey across Europe during World War I. Ready? Here's your diabetes numerology situation. You're on a train traveling through Europe in search of your horse, Joey, and your diabetes numerology blood sugar value is 68. What would you do?
Okay, I would try and make sure that I have, first of all, make glucose tablets, and I would also see if I make try and make sure that I have some kind of fruit or something that's like 15 grams of carbohydrates, because I know that brings the glucose level up quickly when one is in a hypoglycemic condition or low blood sugar condition. And probably I would have some, knowing me, I would have some water.
Wow, I'm in love with you and your pastor and Lady Gaga and Madonna. Let's see what my angels think. They're kind of the Destiny's Child tonight. Marianne Nikolai from Cleveland, what do you think?
She knows what she's doing. She's talking about having a glucose supplement, whether it's glucose tabs or some candy in her pocket. That's great. She's talking about having some extra food in the case a meal gets delayed. And, of course, she's talking about having water, especially in summertime travel. She knows what she's doing. Not bad.
All right. Neva White from Philadelphia.
I agree. And I also like to say that, you know, when you're traveling, it is important that you take some food with you, you know, take a healthy lunch or a healthy snack with you, because you never know what might be available or might not be available. So I agree. You're on the right track.
Neva, just tell me one thing. She mentioned this 15 grams of carb. The issue here is that some people might over-treat a low, and then what happens?
Well, I guess when your blood sugar is 68, we're not so worried so much about that. I think the most important thing is that they get something in. I think it's when people go to things like candy, chocolate, or they eat candy and they eat too many pieces of candy. So I think it's in selecting the right carbohydrate, and the things that were mentioned are the right carbohydrates, really sticking to that 15 grams. So you could possibly over-treat. That's why it's important to check your blood sugar 15 minutes after you've treated yourself the first time.
All right. And Judy Wilcox, what do you have to offer?
Well, since this was before World War I, they might not have had a glucometer, but we got them today. So I think it's really important to carry with you your glucometer, your strips, your lancets, so you can check your sugar and wait about 15 minutes and recheck it. And I think she's really got a good idea of what's going on and knows that she needs to carry something with her and plan and bring little things with you, because they might not have snacks on the train. Sometimes in today's travel, you might be on a plane and it might get stuck on a runway and you might be delayed for a couple hours there, and they might not have anything there for you. So always check and then recheck, and that's a really important thing. And keep it control. You're doing great.
And so much has changed since World War I. So what, Judy, what can you offer advice about just how, I mean, right now, Andrea's at a point in her life with prediabetes. I mean, so much has changed in diabetes since World War I. I think she's so much luckier today to have this opportunity than she would have been back in 1920s.
Well, in World War I, they wouldn't have even been thinking about diagnosing her with prediabetes. That is something fairly new, that they even started recommending treatment when your blood sugar was 100 in the last few years. Before World War I, in 1915, when people had diabetes, they randomly checked for diabetes, and insulin was not discovered until 1926 by Banting and Best. And back in the day, they would restrict all your carbohydrates, and basically your life expectancy might be less than 26. So you have a great chance to turn this around. If you start getting in control, eating regular meals, you have an opportunity. So just stick with it, and you can live comfortably with this and use all the science and knowledge that's available now that might not have been there in before World War I.
Great. And, Andrea, I want to ask you a question. Why would you be on a train looking for a horse? Do you really think a horse rides on a train?
No. I think a horse would ride either in a wagon or be the front of the wagon.
At that time, probably. Well, aren't you lucky? Because tonight, for playing along with Diabetes Numerology and helping us raise awareness in a fun new way, you're going to get a free subscription to Diabetes Health Magazine, plus many more gifts, including a fabulous basket of chocolate and a Diabetic tote bag.
Yay!
And now you're in for a real treat, because I know you were recently at the Tony Awards with me, so I asked one of my all-time favorite angels, the angel of style and outreach, Catherine Schuler, for her take on footwear. Are flip-flops whack or...
Wow!
Flip-flops are whack. This is not the beach. It's the office. I know you're going for something comfortable, but I want you to put some polish and some pull-togetherness in your outfit. So why don't you choose a closed-toe ballet flat or a little Tory Burch slipper? Those are fabulous, and they work so well with every single type of outfit. So flip-flops, completely whack. Well, and besides what you're going to be flapping around the corner, everybody's going to hear you coming a mile away. Okay, back to you, Mr. Diabetic.
You'd probably sound like a horse, Andrea. Are you okay with wearing ballet slippers this summer?
Yeah, I'm definitely okay with wearing ballet slippers this summer.
All right. Well, let's get some fatherly advice, because now it's time for Father Your Diabetes with Stan the Announcer Man. Hello, Papa Stan. Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Thank you.
You got to speak up a little bit.
My Father's Day self-care tip is for men. Encourage the men in your life to have their feet examined by a doctor. Early detection is the key for the prevention of amputation. The foot examination should include nerve sensation, foot structure, and skin integrity. Please make a point to have their feet examined at least at each doctor's visit. And unfortunately, black men have a real high incident of amputation, so they have to be very, very careful.
And you know about this personally because of your own father.
That's right. I went to the hospital to visit him, and the surgeon confronted me and said that he's got to take my father's leg off, so...
You know, thanks for sharing that, Dad. And you know, I also chose the movie War Horse because it reminded me of your father's story and his journey to America. He actually served in World War I, and tell people what he did during the war.
Well, as a matter of fact, he handled the horses that were pulling the artillery, and I saw that movie, and to be honest with you, I didn't think it was authentic because they had that horse running through barbed wire, et cetera. And I know when I lived at home, we had horses, and that would be very unusual. So,
well, thank you for that Cisco and Ebert review. Andrea, have you seen the movie? Are you agreeing with my father?
I haven't even seen the movie. I'm just listening to him very intently.
Yeah, riding on the train as he goes along. Well, thanks, Dad, for being a part of the show.
Hopefully you heard me because my voice is sort of worn out. I was at the baseball game yesterday where USC beat Oklahoma, and they're going to the College World Series. So I'm a little hoarse.
no pun intended because of the war horse. There's my dad. There's where I get my sense of humor from, Andrea, just so you know. And so does everyone else now. Diva Talk Radio wants to give a special hello to Lorna, a friend from Boynton Beach, Florida, who is tuning in tonight while packing for her four-month stay in the UK. Lorna, please pass the boa to divas across the pond and tell Queen Elizabeth we like to wear crowns too. Visit us at divabedic.org. Did you watch the Diamond Jubilee, Andrea?
No, I'm afraid I didn't.
Do you want to know what the phrase of the month is?
What's the phrase of the month?
It's Father Your Diabetes in honor of Stan the Announcer Man. And if you write it down on our Facebook fan page, mm-hmm. at the end of the month, I'll randomly select a Facebook fan mm-hmm. and receive a free prize. They'll receive a free prize. So, Andrea, what did you think about being in my Tony Awards video?
Oh, that was so cool.
Did you have a good time? I know we didn't get to talk a little bit. I know I asked you in the video if you could choose anyone to be, any famous actor to be your personal trainer, who did you think it should be?
Yeah, and I said, and I remember you were kind of like, you were surprised a little bit, Denzel Washington.
And what kind of exercises would you like Denzel Washington to show you?
I just want him to get me to exercise and to pump me up.
Well, how about the Reverend Run, too? He could pump you up with his words of inspiration.
Oh, love the Reverend Run.
And you also, tell everyone, you've got a website. You do coupon blessings, correct?
Well, the name of my website is couponblessingsnow.com, and I've actually been posting a lot of deals lately for free diabetes meters and free diabetes cookbooks, so the divas should go check me out over there.
So they go to Facebook and they type in coupon blessings?
Well, my Facebook page is called Coupon Blessings Now,
uh-huh.
and my website itself is couponblessingsnow.com.
Perfect. All right, I have one last question for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who would you rather hear a song by, Lady Guava or Taylor Squash?
Lady Guava.
What would you think if it was called Corn This Way and she was telling you to enjoy corn without any butter or salt?
Well, I just think Lady Guava is just so much in the moment.
She's better than a peach or mango, right?
Well, I got to learn to eat peaches, but yeah, Lady Guava is so cool.
All right. Well, thank you for being a part of the show. And remember, Andrea and every other diva or dude listening out there, everyone has an entourage, and I'm so glad to be part of yours. Let's get happy and stay healthy together. Be well in 2012. Thank you, Andrea, and thank you, everyone, for listening.
Are you ready to dance with us, baby? Yeah.